أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، واشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور مبتداتها، وكل مبتدعة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. I seek refuge, I seek the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal from the cursed devil. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, Allah whom we recognize in this statement of the Basmala as Ar-Rahman, meaning Allah has a mercy that is general and that extends to the wicked as well as the righteous. Everyone experiences Allah by the name Ar-Rahman, but Allah also mentioned as Ar-Rahim, meaning He has a mercy that is exclusive, and this mercy, this Rahmah, will only be experienced by the believers. We ask for Allah's guidance, we ask for Allah's assistance, we ask that Allah protect us from the burden of our evil deeds. We know that whomever Allah guides, no one can lead astray, and whomsoever Allah leads astray or allows to be led astray, no one can guide. I've been witness that there is only one God worthy of being worshipped, and this is Allah Azza wa Jal, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger and a slave servant. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessed occasion of Salatul Jumu'ah. We thank Allah for extending His invitation for us to be here in attendance to remember Him. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for revealing the ayat of Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina aminu idha nudiya lis-salati min yawmil jum'ati fas'alu ila dhikrillahi wa dharul bay'. Allah is calling on the believer, all you who believe, whenever you hear the call for Salatul Jumu'ah, hasten unto the masjid for the remembrance of Allah, and leave off everything else. Even if you're in the middle of a business transaction, leave that and hasten unto the masjid for the remembrance of Allah. Brothers and sisters, have you ever walked by a tree in the season of the fall, in the fall season, and at the base of that tree were leaves? At the base of that tree were leaves, and it's evident that the leaves had separated from the branches of that tree, as the tree still stands, but most of the leaves that were attached to that tree, they had fell to the base of that tree, to the point that the tree almost looked bare, while the leaves at the base of it were piled up at the bottom of the tree. Have we ever saw that sight? And perhaps after this khutbah, inshallah ta'ala, when you see a tree in such this condition, you will never look at it the same way again. Today we focus on a very important subject, This subject is called Al-Ibtila. Al-Ibtila means trials and tribulations and afflictions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose as His sunnah in this life Al-Ibtila. He chose as His sunnah as a way to bring the believers close to Him. He chose Al-Ibtila. And Ibtila is a medicine. It is a medicine in this dunya for the nafs. And perhaps just as a child dreads taking its medicine, a child dreads taking the medicine, even though the medicine may lie the cure, the nafs, the self, the soul dreads Al-Ibtila. It dreads trial and affliction. It dreads suffering. But Allah explains His sunnah in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. Allah says in the Quran, and certainly we shall try them with something of fear. In this life you're going to be tried. You're going to experience. You're going to experience heightened emotion. You're going to experience emotions of fear and insecurity and anxiety. You're going to experience these things in this particular life. Allah says in the ayat, well, endure. Hunger, He's going to try you with hunger. If you look around the world, many are suffering from hunger. Perhaps America is being tried with too much food. But there are many around the world who are suffering from hunger. Allah says, وَنَقَسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. Allah is going to try you with the loss of wealth, loss of property. Some of us are going to experience the loss of our wealth, a loss of our property. وَالْأَنْفُسِ, loss of lives. Some of us will experience the closest to us dying, passing away. There are individuals who have been married for 35 or 40 years. They have spent every day together, and their mate passed away from them. Individuals in this life, believers, those close to Allah, have lost their children, have lost those closest to them. These are the experiences of this life. وَثَمَرَات, and fruits. You're going to be tried with loss of fruits. So Allah tells you that He's going to try you with these things. Allah goes on in the Quran and explains something else. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِشَرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. Allah said, we shall test you with evil and with good by way of trial. Allah is going to try you with times of shadow, with times of evil, with times of hardship. But Allah is also going to test you. He's going to try you with khair, with times of goodness. Some of us are being tried with good health. Some of us have good health, and our good health is perhaps a trial. And some of us are being tried. Some of us have heard some horrible news from the doctor. Some of us are being tried with ailments, with affliction to our health. This is how Allah brings the believer close to Him. Some of us are tried with poverty. Some of us are tried with wealth. Allah has given some of us an abundance. And this too is a trial. This too is a trial. Some of us have heard bad news. Some of us have heard things that really bring trembles to our hearts. This is a trial in this life. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was further explaining Allah's sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, who receives the most severest test? Who received the most severest test? And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explained that the most severely tested are the Anbiya, are the Prophets, then the Salihun, then the righteous people, then the next pious after that, then perhaps the next pious after that. And he explained that the stronger the commitment to deen, the stronger your commitment to deen, the stronger the test. The stronger the test. So he explains that MBS will be tested the most severe in this particular life. Noah, alayhi salam, received a severe test. Adam, alayhi salam, was tried. And these are those who were beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're talking about Ayyub, alayhi salam, was tried. Look at the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he was tried. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never got an opportunity to meet his own father. His father passed away on a business trip before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. Imagine, I can't imagine losing my father. I can't imagine losing my father or being without my father. Imagine the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the lawful law, he never met his father. When he was 6 years old, his mother passed away on the journey. His mother, he never got an opportunity to enjoy the mercy, the full mercy of his mother. This is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're talking about he was then placed in the care of his grandfather for 2 years. And after 2 years, his grandfather passed away. So at 8 years old, he experienced trials that many people who have lived a long lifetime, a lifetime, haven't experienced. And this, he was the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're talking about his harshest enemies in life was from his own tribe, was from his own family. The Battle of Badr was a family reunion when the Muslims had to raise their swords against their own family members. The Prophet had to raise a sword against his own family members. The harshest of his enemy was Abu Lahab, his own uncle. Imagine that. His own uncle was his harshest enemy. This is the Prophet. In the same year, his uncle Abu Talib and his wife of 23 years, Khadija radiallahu anha, passed away in the same year. Imagine this. The same year, two of his biggest supporters passed away in the same year. And you're talking about, this is a prophet who is most beloved by Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perhaps loves his prophets more than anything in creation, but yet and still they were tried and they were put into the test. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he died before all of his children, or he outlived all of his children except Fatima. He outlived all of his children except Fatima. This is the life of Brother Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for the Anbiya, for those, the Salihun, to be tried and tested in such a way, there has to be something sweet from Ibtila. There has to be something sweet from trial. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explains, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُسِبْ مِنْ. He said, if Allah wants to do good to somebody, he afflicts him with trial. If Allah wants to do good to somebody, he afflicts them with trial. While the trial for the disbeliever is a punishment, but the trial for the believer, for the Muslim, is always good. Whatever we go through in this life as Muslims, is always good. It is always good. We shouldn't look at trial as a punishment. And we have to look at the state of the Anbiya, how they dealt with trial. They didn't complain except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't complain except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when his son Ibrahim, his own son, died in his arms, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he began to weep in front of Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Abdurrahman ibn Auf looked at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in surprise. He said, "Wa anta Rasulullah." He said, "You too? You are crying?" And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Innaha rahmah." He said, "This is mercy." And he held his son as his son died in his arms. And he began to cry. And he made an important statement to us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Inna al-ayna tajma wal-qalba yahzan wa la naqulu illa ma yarda rabbuna wa inna bifaraqika ya Ibrahim la mahzunun." He said that the eyes are shedding tears. and the heart is saddened. But we will not say except what pleases our Lord. Ya Ibrahim, indeed we are grieved by your departure. So when the Muslim is experiencing ibtilah, when we experience trials and struggles, we don't complain except to Allah. We shouldn't complain. This is not the way of the believer. Complaining, it ruins the reward of the struggle. It ruins the reward of the struggle. Many times we complain and we ruin the blessing. We complain to everybody about our struggle, about this is going bad in our life, this isn't going bad. And we ruin the blessing of ibtilah, of this trial, of this suffering and affliction. And when we are being tried, the Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what to say. Allah says in the Quran, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. When the Muslim is being tried, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. From Allah we come, to Allah we return. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Many people, when they experience affliction and trial, the first thing they do, they go and they grab the worst from their vocabulary and they say the worst words and begin to complain. The Muslim, we say, from Allah we come, to Allah we return. And Salama, she said this statement when her husband, Abu Salama, when he passed away, and she learned from the Prophet to make istirja, to say this particular statement. And when her husband passed away, she didn't know how Allah was going to replace her husband with better. How can you get better than Abu Salama? And after he passed away, she was approached by Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And she turned down Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Imagine that. Umar bin al-Khattab approached her to marry her, and she turned him down. And finally, Allah replaced Abu Salama with something better, in that she became the wife of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was married to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she said this same statement, making istirja, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, this replaced her with something better when Allah had taken something away from her. And also, the patient, those who are patient, inna Allah ma'as-sabirin. Allah is always with those who are patient. Wa bashiris sabirin. Give glad tidings to the patient. Whenever you're going through something, it's always good for the Muslim. It's always good for the Muslim. We have to learn to remain patient. Inna ma yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. Only the patient will receive reward without measure. Sabr is rewarded to the believer without any measure, with no cap on the amount of the reward. So remain patient under ibtilah. And there was a lady who approached the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she complained to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, "I experienced these epileptic fits, and when I experience them, my clothes come off. My clothes come off." And she told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Can you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if He can get rid of these fits?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Yes." He said, "Perhaps if you're patient, you will receive paradise. But if I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, He can cure you from these fits. But if you're patient, you will receive paradise." And the lady, she would rather have paradise than to be have cured at that moment. She said, I will remain patient under this struggle, under ibtilah. So remain patient. Ibtilah, struggle, trial, suffering, and affliction is a part of life. But for the Muslim, it is always good. It is always good for the Muslim. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. All praises to Allah under every condition that we are under. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير المرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من مسلم يصيبه أذى شوكة فما فوقها إلا كفر الله بها سيئاته، كما تهت الشجرة ورقها. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, no Muslim is afflicted with any harm, even if it was a prick of a thorn, but that Allah expiates his sins because of that, as a tree sheds its leaves. As a tree sheds its leaves. No matter what a Muslim, when a Muslim is afflicted with a trial, a type of affliction, a type of a struggle, the sins of that Muslim are being removed. We shouldn't feel sorry for each other when we are being afflicted. Perhaps Allah is removing sins from us. So I began with a very important question, and I asked this question again. Have you ever walked by a tree, and that tree, at the base of that tree, you saw leaves piled up, and it's evident that the leaves had been removed, had fallen from the branches of that tree. This tree, when we see this tree again, it should remind us of the Muslim that is patient in the time of trial and affliction. And the leaves that are piled up at the base of that tree, that have been removed of that tree, it should remind you of the sins that fall off of the Muslim, that fall off the Muslim, that Allah has removed from the Muslim whenever we are going through any trial, whenever we are going through any struggle. It's always good. Perhaps Allah is using that to bring us closer to Him. Perhaps in that trial and in that affliction, there's something that is a blessing. There's something that is a blessing. So Allah loves you when you are experiencing ibtilah. Allah loves you when you are experiencing ibtilah and trial and affliction. Is always good for the believer. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وأقم الصلاة.